And growing up in a Jewish Italian household, my mother, who was Jewish, she didn't raise me stupid. But my father, who was Italian, he sure as hell tried. And my father, he wanted me to follow in his footsteps. So he bought me a bag of cement. Don't get me wrong, my parents meant well, but we were poor. We were so poor, we couldn't even afford garbage. Matter of fact, I can't even remember the garbage man ever coming and picking up the garbage at our house. I was being groomed for my own TV sitcom, Lifestyles of the Poor and Misfortunate. My parents, they were the dysfunctional duo. They were both whacked. You've heard of E.F. Hutton? My family's broker was E.F. Nothing. Matter of fact, things were so bad around my house, my father even considered changing his last name. But the name Funzolo was already taken. And my father, he used to brag that he could do the work of three men. Yeah, Mo, Larry, and Curly. And I can remember being in the second grade and my father coming up to school and trying to sign me out so I could help pay some of the bills. And on Saturdays, I can remember my father washing and waxing his car before he would take us all out for a drive. My father had a Ronzoni car. It runs only when we all got out and pushed it. Which pretty much explains why we never left Brooklyn. But Christmas was always a special time of the year around our house. For Christmas one year, I can remember getting a Slinky, a box of marbles, and a bag of dirt. I was so depressed, I thought Santa Claus was Puerto Rican. Matter of fact, I was so upset, I wrote a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, can somebody please explain why I didn't get shit? But I vowed, I swore that next year was going to be different. This time, I wrote a letter to Santa and I asked for a backpack and a bicycle. See, I figured if I had luggage and transportation, then I could make my escape. So on Christmas Eve, I waited till everyone in the house was asleep. Nothing was stirring, not even a mouse. Grabbed my backpack, filled it with my marbles, my lucky charms, my bag of dirt, got on that bike, rode the hell out of there that night. The best memories I ever had of Brooklyn were from my bike's rearview mirror the night I tried to run away.